Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. I've had it. I'm getting up early. Early today because I'm heading off to Napier. I've got a very big week. I'm off to Napier. And I'm speaking of all the things, can you imagine? I'm talking tonight to a group about balance. Finding fucking balance, right? And you know what? I don't believe in balance. I've never been balanced. Possibly I'm the wrong speaker. What I think is we need to balance out hard stuff with soft stuff. And we need to balance out obligation with joy. Like, when was the last time you did something just for fucking fun? You know, like, we need to balance out, like, work and play. And I think the other things I'm looking for balance in at the moment, not work-life balance, you know? It's so boring, isn't it? I don't like structure. And I don't like the idea of, some weeks I work 80 hours and some weeks I work 10. And so I'm kind of all over the place. I'm not a very balanced person. And I kind of am very intuitive. So I just go with whatever the fuck's going on. Now, I've got a very big week. And I wrote in my journal this morning that I need to get very clear on kind of looking after myself this week. So looking after myself this week is very important. And I'm going to be a wee bit light on sleep. I have to be at the airport at bloody 5 a.m. on Tuesday, which means I probably have to get up at 4. Not that I have to be terribly gorgeous. Well, actually, no, I do, because I'm arriving in Australia at like 11 a.m. and I'm on stage at like 1. And I'm running 3 sessions that afternoon. So that's going to be a fucking big day. And, you know, so when I'm down on sleep, I have to make sure, I reckon there's 4 things that I need to get right. And that's sleep, food, hydration, and physical comfort. And if one is out, I have to make sure I've got the other 3. So I can deal with one of them not being right. Like if I'm not physically comfortable, like I'm wearing something, like my feet are sore or I'm cold or I'm hot or whatever, I have to make sure that I'm not hangry and I'm hydrated and I've slept well. And if I'm tired, I have to make sure that I'm well hydrated and I've eaten well and I'm comfortable. And, you know, you get the picture, right? So I reckon 3 out of 4 is good. What are yours? Right. I'm really, sleep's my favorite one of all of those things. Hydration second, because I get really bad headaches if I'm dehydrated. And having good food is really important, but I'm pretty proactive with food, I guess, because I've spent 25 years traveling as a celiac. I probably just pre-eat. That's really why I'm not scrawny, because I'm always fucking eating ahead. And then Wednesday, I have one of the biggest gigs around. I've got a very big gig in Australia, and it's on a circular stage. Like, holy shit, does my ass look big? What's that about? I've got 2,000 people behind me, right? Imagine that. Circular stage, wish me luck. I don't know quite what to do. Do I just sort of pivot around? Do I walk around? I'm not sure. I will get some advice. They have very good stage crew at these big events. They have the most amazing support people and tech people and people who know their shit. So I will be getting some advice from them about the best way. I've never done a circular stage. I feel like I've got enough energy for a circular stage, but it's a big deal and it's new. How good's that? So there you go. That's going to be quite a big deal. And then I've got meeting after meeting after meeting. Oh, and then travelling home. So that's kind of quite a big week. And I've spent all yesterday afternoon trying to get organised because I'm going from like 6 degrees or maybe 10 degrees in the morning at 5 a.m. to 24 degrees. Like 5 hours later, like what the fuck? So, you know, that's a lot, isn't it? That's a lot to think about. And it's like, what can you wear when it's freezing cold at 4 in the morning, sit on a plane, get off in 25 degrees and still look good and work for 3 hours? What is that outfit? Huh, see the things you got to think about. Anyway, so do you know what I'm disappointed in? I can't believe all these people, and I know it's a vibe, and I see these men on stage wearing fucking t-shirts. And look, if you've got a good rig and, you know, you're casual and cool, I guess, but I'm like, don't you think your audience deserves you to dress up? So my beautiful friend Steve, he was a school principal, and he was an incredible man, an incredible educator. Such a beautiful, beautiful human. And unfortunately, Steve's no longer with us, which is dreadfully sad. And an amazing, amazing father, husband, educator, human. Anyway, he used to wear a tie to work. And he worked at quite a low decile school. And when he started work, one of the kids had a go at him and said, "Why are you wearing a tie?" And he was like, "Sorry, what do you mean, why am I wearing a tie?" And this kid was like, "Oh, do you think that you're better than us?" And he said, "No, I wear a tie because I respect you, and I respect the fact that it's a privilege that I get to educate you." Isn't that so cool? He said, "I wear this tie out of respect for you and how important your education is." Well, this kid didn't know what the fuck to say. Right, how cool is that? And then this kid, who was a bit of a shit, then used to say to him, "I like your tie, sir. I like your tie." Right? And I'm a big fan of dressing well. I'm a really big fan of dressing well. I'm a really big fan of people turning up and honouring the people that are there. And when you've got an audience of 4,000 people, fucking dress up. Do you know what I mean? I've had a special dress made for this because I've got to get all the angles right because I'm 3D. Bloody hell. So, dress up. I love the idea of dressing up and showing up. Stand up, dress up, show up. Like, stand up for what you mean, what you think about, what you stand for. Stand up for people that count. Turn up, dress up. Like, I just love all that. I love a bit of up. I think I'm quite an up person. So, what's going to go up in your week? What do you think? Are you going to dress up, stand up, show up? Maybe you're going to grow up. Do you need to grow the fuck up? Maybe not. Maybe you don't need to grow up. Maybe you just need to stand up. What do you need to stand? Who do you need to stand up to? Right? Are you going to get dressed up? Get dressed up. Have a day where you're just like so fucking dressed up. And people will be like, "Where the hell are you going?" And you go, "Do you know what? I'm just going to the end of Wednesday. That's what I'm doing." I love that. Get really dressed up. My favourite tip when I was styling was go to the supermarket and get really dressed up and just walk up and down the aisles because it's so much good lighting, wide, just wander up and down. People will be like, "Fuck, you look amazing." Treat it like a runway. Just do that. Get really dressed up. That's what I want you to do this week. Yeah, so there you go. Big week. Wish me luck. Wish me luck. Wish me all of the sleeping fairies and all of the performance fairies and all of the joy. All of the joy, because that's how we get balance, isn't it? By adding more joy into our obligated, fucking over-responsible worlds. Happy Monday, people. See ya.